form in itself. And he chanting, remembering. What will be the use of that? Prema will not come. If anyhow this Shraddha, rare Shraddha has come in our heart, any pure devotees has given the seed and we have planted here, but lack of association, lack of hearing Hari Katha, our this Shraddha or desire to serve Krishna can go away. You can realize that Swamiji came and he gets this spirit, this desire to all lakhs and lakhs person that we should serve Krishna. But what became? After his departure, there was none to give water like Hari Katha. And lack of this, their Shraddha, desire to serve Krishna, gradually became doomed and destroyed. Some not fully destroyed, but lack of association. They become very lean and thin. They were in doubt what to do, where to go. But when again any association will come and they will hear, again they will inspire, they will be inspired. So, but if you are associating even, but you are also associating with bad person, doing offenses, having so many unwanted things, and you are chanting, but it will be of no fruit. It may be that offense, like a mad elephant, it will come and uproot this. So very carefully, you should try to avoid all these things and chant and remember in the association of high class of Vaishnava. What are the things which some things are like to cut down and something to uproot? What are these things? How do you tell?
So, when this plant or Bhaktilata bead is implanted and it's gradually developing and so many beautiful leaves are coming, then around this plant there's so many other imitating plants are also coming up. Or like there is example of one grass which is called Shama grass, the name of the grass. Around it there's so many other this comes up in the field of paddy field. So an expert gardener, what does he do? He very carefully uproots these grasses which are around the plant. He's very careful because they are surrounding it very closely.
They are like bhakti also, like creeper. But they are harmful for that creeper. What are they? What are they? Arop Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti. What are they? Not actually Surup Siddha Bhakti, but they seem like bhakti. And if anyone gives trace on that, making boarding schools, doing so many activities, making garden, social works, then bhakti can be destroyed. So we should be very careful. In beginning it may be some helpful, very little helpful, but not actually helpful. So we should try to give up all these things. And gradually we should come in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Saramadam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Vandanam. preaching is like also Shramana and Kirtana. There are two kinds of all these things, like Rup Sanatan or like Loknath Das Goswami. All the chanting, remembering alone. And other Rup Goswami, Haridas Thakur, like others. Preaching also, and also chanting, remembering. So, two methods we can follow all these processes. After that,
and there is another kind of beat which have to be carefully taken, but if we uproot them, then the Bhakti Lata beat or the creeper will come out, will be uprooted. So they have to be gradually and timely trimmed, like so many other stems. And if they are not cut timely, then the main creeper will not grow and it will become more weak and weak and thin. So this means that as long as we are not completely liberated, some amount of karma or jnana has to be followed. But then that should not cover our bhakti lata beach. For example, Rupa Goswami has given this definition, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmate Nabritam Anukulyan Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. So in this definition of bhakti, it's very nicely explaining that how carefully we should remove all the desires which are against the desire to serve Krishna. The performance of cultivation of activities from of body, mind and words which are pleasing to Krishna should be completely uncovered from karma and jnana. He is not saying to completely give up, anabrit, because if we completely give up, then we cannot live anymore in this world. So for some time, for some development till a certain stage when the Uttiti has not been attained, there is some need of karma and jnana, but it should never cover our bhakti. And any other desire, for example, desire for sense gratification or desire for liberation, all these things should be very carefully dragged away from the path of devotion. And these activities should be pleasing to Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Pleasing to Krishna means that for the well-being of Krishna. Because if we just take the meaning pleasing, then Śrīla Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given two examples in Bhakti Samil Sindhu Bindu that when Krishna came to Mathura and he was fighting in the wrestling arena with Chanur and Mushtik, then he was feeling very happy and he was enjoying the rasa of chivalry and he was very, very pleased. So if we take the definition of bhakti, that the meaning of anukulya word is pleasing, then it seems that Charun and Mushtik, they are great devotees of Krishna. But actually it's not the fact. Why? Because they have the desire to kill Krishna. They are not just sporting or playing or enhancing Krishna's pleasure, but they have an evil interest that if they can, they will kill Krishna. So this is not bhakti. And on the other hand, Mother Yashoda, when she is feeding her breast milk to Krishna, then she notices that nearby on the flame the milk is boiling over, and for Krishna's benefit or nourishing him for his good health, she needs this milk. Her breast milk is not enough to make sweets and so many preparations for Krishna. So she puts aside Krishna and then goes to subside the milk. But then in this act, Krishna becomes displeased, because he is not yet satisfied by drinking the milk of her mother. So he shows some anger and displeasure. Now if we take the definition of bhakti pleasing, then it means that Mother Yashoda is not devotee or her activity is not devotion. So the word pleasing is not the complete definition. It has the fault of avyapti and ativyapti. So anukulye simply means that which is devoid of averse or opposite feelings. It should be favorable, completely favorable and beneficial for Krishna. But at the same time, if we just say that it has to be beneficial and favorable and devoid of opposite mood, then even so many, like for example this table, it doesn't have any bad or opposite feeling for Krishna. But at the same time, there is no favorable activities, anushilan. The performance of the cultivation of favorable activities is not seen. So at the same time,
what
the body, mind and word.
Are you understanding what he is telling? What?
He is explaining that not only anukulyena, that bhakti should be performed favorably, but together it must be anushilanam, constant, continuous cultivation of bhakti. Otherwise, if we take only anukulyena, then there may be the fault of avyakti or ativyakti, not fully accepting or over-acceptance will be there. We will not be fully...
Also, the, what he told in last, that if only we will see that it should not be unfavorable to Krishna. It is not sufficient. We should always try to do something for Krishna. Krishna anushilanam should be done. Anukulena, this is not sufficient. We should do in affirmative, always trying to please Krishna by your activities of mind, soul, senses, mood, by everything. Then it will be perfect. If you are not doing, only protecting that, I should not offend. I should be always pure. This will not do only. You will have to endeavor by all means, by all our chestas.
Endeavor.
Then it will be the pure bhakti.
Then, by performing this definite, performing bhakti according...
Okay, if anyone has been initiated by any guru, and guru has somewhat quarreling with another devotee, and guru is telling that, I'm ordering you, you should obey me and abuse this devotee and or beat this devotee, insult this devotee. What is this activity? Should we follow him or not? What should we do? We should follow our guru or not? Yes, order is order. But you will have to see whether my guru is bona fide guru or his orders are bona fide according to Shastra or not. If guru is ordering that, you should insult this, though he is high class of devotee, but he is my enemy. It means he is not pure devotee. And his order is out of, against Shastra. So we should try to give up that bogus guru. A guru cannot tell like this. He cannot go give orders that he is my enemy. Never. Maharaj Yudhishthira never told like this. For Duryodhana even, he wanted to insult them all. But he used to tell him, Suyodhana, not Duryodhana. Marat Bharat. In third birth, how he was dealing. No enemy at all. So any pure devotee has no enemy in that. If any insult, like Haridas Thakur was insulted, and he was praying to Krishna, Krishna, forgive me. So if a guru is doing like this, thinking that, oh, this devotee is my enemy, and you should beat him, insult him, and do offensive things, no hurt. And devotee that thinks that, oh, my guru has ordered like this, so whether I will go to hell, I should obey my guru. Then the guru and chela both like blind persons. Together they will go to a very special kind of hell forever. And that bhakti will go. No bhakti at all. So Krishna has given this intelligence, and it has given in Shastra. So we should try to realize. If a guru is like that, at once, quickly, we should give up these gurus, bogus gurus, and we should try to initiate by other high class of devotees. Everywhere in Shastra it has written, in Hari Bhakti Vilas Sanatana Goswami has written, in Srimad Bhagavata it has written, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere. So we should try to. If you have done, when you knew nothing about bhakti, in ignorance you accepted a guru like this, but after that, hearing from here and there, you realize that, oh, this guru cannot give. Krishna prem, at once, quickly this. And if he cannot give prem, but he is favorable, not making offenses and other things, then he should be respected. And by his consent. Gurudev, I want to associate with this high class of devotees. Please give me order.
Permission.
Then if Guru is not giving order, then you should think that, oh, this Guru is also bogus. We should give up. And if his Guru is telling that, oh, I don't know all these things, you can go and you can associate and also tell to me what he is telling. Then respect that Guru, and you can associate and thinking him like he is my also Guru, and that my Siksha. Like, Hridaya Chaitanya. Are Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu, and Narottam Thakur. They were permitted by their gurus to associate with Jiva Goswami. And they respected Jiva Goswami more than their Gurudev. But their Gurudev also became so happy. And Jiva Goswami never told that you should be initiated again by me. No harm. So they are married. So we should try to read very deeply and realize all these special truths. And then quickly, we should adopt any possible process and means that we should go to Krishna prem. We should achieve this Krishna. This is our object. If anyone helping, then he is really guru. And if he is engaging us in worldly things as his own property to disciples, then he is fallen guru. He must be kicked. So we should consider all these things. Anything which is coming like a problem in bhakti, we should try to give up. And directly we should go. Those who are giving pure bhakti, they should be honored. We should not think that this is my main guru line and he is this. We are all in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line. Always you should think. We are property of Krishna. We are family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this we should try to develop our Krishna prem always. This is our aim and goal. If anything, unwanted thing, you should uproot. And if it is bhakti, but not Shuddha bhakti, pure Sarup Siddha bhakti, Arup Siddha, Swamiji has not engaged in Arup Siddha for always. in beginning, if it was some helpful in beginning. Oh, to distribute books. No, there is no way. And any other means that a new coming devotee should advance. So he told him, but you should not read that book. He never told like this. You should go in that nectar and you should realize yourself and then distribute. It will be of more help. He told me that I will make boarding and there I will supply beef, even wine also, cigarette also, smoking also I will allow. But he told me that I was sure that if they will chant and remember, quickly they will be changed. And they were changed. He makes, you know, so many hippies. So many hippies. They are also here. Those who were at first hippies. And now they are becoming teachers. So he can do. But we should not be engaged. That always doing it. Same class. Always. We should try to know that bhakti is like a stream. Always
moving.
Going towards Krishna, love, perfection. So if our bhakti is stopped, we have no taste in chanting, remembering bhakti, then we should try to know that, oh, there is some
loop.
How to make it? You cannot repair, so you must go to your superiors and they will do it very quickly. There is no other. So, by this way, the bhakti creeper goes to where? Vaikuntha and also cross. It goes across. What is the meaning of this? Bhakti, after this world, it crosses this world, Brahmand, and then quickly goes to Vaikuntha, always also crosses. What is the meaning? Goal is fixed that I want precipitation. Then, if Narayan coming and telling that you should serve me in Vaikuntha, then Raghunath Das Goswami is telling.
So Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that once you give up attachment for Lakshmipati, for Lord Narayan, meaning that one who is fixed to Sadhya, which is to achieve Braj Bhakti, that even if one is offered elevation to Vaikuntha, one will not accept that. But rather one will only be satisfied with Braj Prem. In Govardhan, Maharaj has explained that when one is performing Govardhan Parikram, that Govardhan is very merciful and can fulfill so many desires, and so many people may come with material desires or what have you. But he said that one who is doing Govardhan Parikram under his guidance, that then they should only have one desire, and that that is one day to achieve this position for Kaliyadasi, to be a maid servant of Srimati Radhika.
If man is a devotee and he is sadhak and he is reading and meditating this sloka of Vyomaneni, that I don't want. But he is here in this world very attached to wealth and always he is engaged in making money. Can he achieve that? Krishna Prem?
He says that he does not want.
Huh?
He says he is meditating that he does not want to achieve.
No, no.
Meditating on the but at the same time.
Reciting always. That. But he is here in this world, always making, without money, I cannot maintain my life, my children and wife and then
no, he cannot achieve, because that stage is much lower than this attachment to Lakshmipati.
So what he should do? He should give up everything, or what he should
do? So he should perform Sharanagati at the lotus feet of Gurudev, and he should perform his bhajan under his guidance, and he will guide him how he should act accordingly.
In first stage, he should remember Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Manasa Deha Geha Jeo Kishimor Arpinu Tuha Palasana. Saranagati like this. By all our Krishna yes, like this. And my sansari is like this. And after some, he will be realized and he will have whole faith. He may do like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. What he did? He kept up, left everything. But when? Oh Krishna, always. Not in
beginning.
When he was not matured, he was there. And he also told Raghunath Das Goswami to be there. But for not forever, when it will be matured, automatically, like a ripened mango, it gives up his branch and come down. When this will come, and then quickly Krishna will arrange and he will be renowned. Like Sukadeva Goswami, like Mahaprabhu himself. He knew that we should try to maintain Krishna sansar. My wife is also eternal servant of Krishna. My mother, my brother, my everything. But why he could not maintain like this? Because he was so much realized and he was so much perfect. He was himself Krishna. To show the way he did. So we should try to go deep in all writings, especially in Rupa Shiksha. And after that, again, Brahmand, then Vaikunth. Even if Narayan comes and tells that, oh, I am very satisfied, I want that you should serve me, and you will be so much appellated, having so much affluence, I will give all powers to you. I don't want, like Gop Kumar. Remember Gop Kumar? Be like Gop Kumar. If you are in Narayan Dham Vaikuntha, always chanting Gopal mantra. Not satisfied with Narayan. Whether he comes with his all associates like Gop and Krishna, even he can take flow, but no chance. And after that, then Golok Vrindavan.
Krishna Charan Kartavikhe Koroi Arohan. So, after that, the creeper of bhakti further develops and then it enters in the realm of Golok Vrindavan, where it takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Srila Gurudev explained earlier that up till Vaikuntha, the creeper of devotion does not need any support, and it is going on and it's developing more and more. Just like in the stage of a plant, when it is very small and it's coming up, especially the creeper, then it's growing on its own. But after a while, it needs some support. So then in Golok Vrindavan, the creeper or the bhakti lata takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And then Prem phal paki pade mali aswadai lata avlambi malikal rikkhapai. Then when this creeper further grows and so many sweet fruits of love are fructified on this creeper, then what happens? Still the mali or the gardener or father is in this world and in fact he's practicing.
What is the meaning? He is in this world. And he is testing the fruits coming down from here. What is the meaning? What meaning?
It means he's not in his Vastu city yet. He's still like a Raganuga Bhakti. He's still doing sadhana, entering bhav, but he hasn't gotten his spiritual form yet. So he's still here.
How he's testing the fruit?
Because he's getting Krishna manifest in his heart.
Though he is in this world, now he became Sadhup Siddhi.
He became?
He attained
Sadhup Siddhi. So, being in this world, the Krishna's pastimes manifest in his heart like a chant, without an interruption. So, being here, he attained there also and tastes all pastimes like he is Krishna's eternal associate.
And from here he serves and tests by Astakadiya Leela, descending from there in their hearts. First it will come in the Shuddha Sattva.
Yes.
What he was telling? Hladini and
Sambit.
Sambit.
Essence of Sambit and Hladini.
This will come here. But when it will come? When they will go to Bhav Bhakti. Not less than that. They should at least be on that platform or Bhav Bhakti. Then it will come. So here things, living, practicing here like Rupa Raghunath in Vrindavan. But how? Sankhya Purvat,
Nam Gan Nativi, Kala Vasani, Kato,
Nidra Har, Vihal, Kari, Radha Krishna, Gunesmate, Madhurimam, Deina Sammohito, Bande. What is the meaning? You know this slok? You know? Have you heard? What?
Maybe.
Have you heard this slok with any devotee? But she is like uttering that, oh.
I know, I do that a lot.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Indra Hara Vihara Kadi. That's all these things, sleeping, eating, recreation, they
not less than 1 lakh. Never. And doing dandavat lakhs and lakhs time. And? And always sinking internally in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And sometimes, Radha? Radha kuntate kalindatane athire cha vansi vate premun mad vases as kayantau cha kadahare gurganam. Sometimes on Radha Kund bank, sometimes on Nandagaon, Barsana, and in the valley of Govardhan. What? He Radhe, He Brajadevi ke. Hey Nanda Suno, oh where you are, oh Krishna, oh Radhike, in Bhava Bhuto, no external anything, weeping, rolling down like this, oh this is process, we should try to accept. But we want to be very far away from association, we want to be independent, not any guidance. We want to control even Guru, all devotees. We don't want to be controlled by them. These are the things. How we can achieve? So try to be a disciple, real disciple, and to follow all these things. Then quickly we can achieve anything. Otherwise you cannot achieve. And you will say that, oh, this is due to my Guru, and this is due to my karma, and Krishna name has no power, bhakti has no power, all bluffing life, and quickly you will return to world. So try to follow all these things.
What you said before about if your guru says to offend a Vaishnava, that you should reject him. So in the Madhyalila chapter 1, when Lord Chaitanya tells his disciples, tells his followers like Rupa Damodar and Rai Ramananda to bless Rupa and Sanatana, who is just initiated by heart. Our Prabhupada writes in the purport that a Vaishnava Acharya is self-effulgent and there is no need for any high court judgment. A false Acharya may try to override a Vaishnava by a high court decision. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he is nothing but a Kali Chela or a disciple of Kali.
Always you should realize this. He is Kali Chela, not Guru. He should be done pranam like very far away from miles and miles. नहीं प्रणाम करें इसलिए जो आज से तुम्हारा हमारा कोई संपर्क there is no relation between last pranam sometimes we should do pranam to devils also and to you should be very far away like Maya Devi oh Maya Devi oh be happy to please to us don't come to me Gaur Praman. Try to remember and try to be a disciple like this. And if you may be a guru, fortunate to be a guru, then be a guru like this. Christ. But never think that I am guru. Never, never. Don't try to control any devotee. Try to follow all these things.
शास्त्र में कहा गया गुरु आदेश का झविचारा नहीं है तो परम गुरु ने व्याख्या किया गुरु आदेश झविचारण मीन गुरु आदेश ही अविचारणीय मीन निश्चित रूप में असल रूप में विचार करके करना पड़ेगा जो गुरुदेव का अंतर्निर्भाव किया है तभी ये झविचारण होगा नहीं तो नहीं होगा
ठीक वेरी गुड आई हैव टोल्ड दिस स्टोरी सो मेनी टाइम्स गो फॉर एनी क्वेश्चन But help me.
If you can explain this purport which you just read about Kali Chela.
Oh, yes, sir. Explain.
Kali Chela means a disciple of Kali. Kali Yuga is symptomized by quarrels, hypocrisy, cheating. So if someone is presenting himself as a bona fide guru, but he's offending real pure Vaishnavas and trying to stop him by mundane goats that is he and his associates who are also disciples of Kali Yuga in the name of being guru, then he's not a real guru and he should be rejected and the real self-effulgent pure devotee Acharya should be followed who loves all and honors and sees all as eternal servants of Krishna and his family.
What? You?
Oh, I wanted to ask you for advice because as far as not having association with other devotees, how does one keep the creeper of devotion strong?
What system?
In the absence of good association, how we can keep the creeper of devotion strong?
You should answer. Association. At that time, you can see the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books of Swamiji, like person, like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami is there. I am hearing from them. If you are reading the books of Swamiji, you should think that, oh, Swamiji is here and he is teaching us. If you are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you should see that Sukadeva Goswami is giving classes and I am hearing. So you should think like, oh, I am in, always in association. And when any realized person or very high class of devotee, he is giving class of Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you should attend with respect. And always chanting and remembering.
Hinduism, Maharaji, we have a lot of deities.
So you should try to follow the instruction of Krishna. Japanya devata, yajante, te api mama kanteya, but abhiti purvaka. Oh, you should try to honor them only, but not worshipping. If you are worshipping with some desires, then you will be like them and you will have some wealth, reputation, children, wife and all this, and after some time they will go away. And you may go to their loks. But those who are chanting and remembering, worship me, they will go to me in Golok Vrindavan from where never to return. And all they will return. So these are worshippers are like mountain. We should be very careful. To be careful. Not to do the always worshipping all these gods. But you should think Ramachandra and Krishna are one. Krishna has come in the manifest in that
form of
Ram. So no difference. But there is some difference of
Leela.
Hanuman, always the servant of Ram or Krishna. Shankar, servant of Krishna and Ram. So, you can think them like a guru. So, these are very good teachings. If you are high class of association, and very soon you will realize all these things.
We have made a temple here named Durga Temple.
So for the devotees who want wealth, reputation and worldly things, for them they have done. They should do because they are not qualified. So when they will come in association, like you are coming gradually, then you will give up all these things and one-pointed Krishna meditation with it. And then you will realize all this. Then you will try to obey Krishna, what he is telling in Gita. Even he told that, oh, Narayan is my manifestation. You should be one-pointed to me. Oh, mām eva je prapadyante māyāmitam. Mām eva, Krishna himself. Then, mām ekam saranam braja, mām ekam natu adarsh. Also, there is one ananyaschintayanto na anna, only to mom. Oh, she has told so many times, mam eva, mam eva, mam ekam, like this. Mam ekam. Devi jhesa gunamai mama durakta mama eva je prapadyante. You should try to know all these things very quickly. In Ramayana also it has been told that only worship Ram. Shankar, Hanuman and all others are Krishna or Rams, like eternal servants, high class of Vaishnava. So we should follow all these things. If anyone not going to high class of devotees, or lakhs and lakhs births may be gone, may go in worshipping Durga, Kali, Ganesh, Shankar, and they will give only worldly things and you will be deprived.
Good day. How can we...
Gradually you can go up. If you are galloping, then you will have nothing. You cannot serve Krishna. So first serve Gurudev, Vaishnava here, and then gradually you can go.
The question is, how can I serve you?
How can he serve you, he's asking.
Like Raghunath Goswami served Sarup Damodar. Like Jiva Goswami served Rupa Goswami. Like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur served his Gurudev, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Like Swamiji served his Gurudev. In the same way, there are so many examples.
Okay, basically, I meet you only maybe once, maybe in a year, a few days in a year.
What?
Because we will meet you only once a year, a few days. So what you can do the rest of the year?
If there is desire, there is way. If no desire, no way. You can serve your wife for
whole year,
and why you cannot serve me? But if you want so much high class of wealth, why not? Where there is wealth, there is
way.
There must be way. So,